Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The U.S. Senate candidates are set to take the stage tonight for their first televised debate. The debate comes amid a handful of new polls out this week. The latest, by UMass Lowell, puts Republican Senator Scott Brown up by 6 points, 50-44%, over Democrat Elizabeth Warren. But four other polls this week, including one by WBUR, gave Warren the edge. All of the polls are within or just outside of the margin of error, and all of them show a close race going into tonight's debate. We spoke with Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry about the debate, which he says could be a game changer.
This race is very close. Your own poll shows that Warren is up 5 points. So if there's a gaffe, it could change enough minds to throw it back to even. For Warren, this could be the opportunity to close the deal. For Scott Brown, this could be the last chance cafe.
Why do you say that?
Because most people have their minds made up. There's very few undecideds.
So if you're Scott Brown tonight, what do you have to do to try to pull even with Elizabeth Warren and then pass her? And if you're Elizabeth Warren, what do you have to do to stay ahead?
Okay, let's take Brown first. I think he should say something like this. Sadly, Washington is filled with ideologues, hyperpartisans. If you send Elizabeth Warren to the Senate, she's just going to be one of those. She's going to join the chorus of partisanship. I've been working in the Senate across the aisle. I can build bridges. I can actually work to solve problems rather than scoring points with heated rhetoric. I want to continue to do that if you reelect me.
So he has to continue expressing the same kind of bipartisanship approach that he has been dealing out during this campaign.
That's right. And the reason is, in terms of public policy, the voters in Massachusetts don't like what the Republicans are offering.
All right, Elizabeth Warren, does she try to protect her lead or try to widen the lead? And how does she do that tonight?
I think what she needs to do tonight is to nationalize the election. So Scott Brown can only win if hundreds of thousands of voters who are going to cast ballots for Barack Obama then split their ticket and vote for him. So Elizabeth Warren wants to say, look, if you send me to Washington, I'll work with Barack Obama. If you send Scott Brown to Washington, that's more gridlock.
What pitfalls do both Brown and Warren have to avoid tonight?
Well, again, let's take Senator Brown first. Brown does a very good job of connecting with ordinary Joes and Janes, but that's his weakness, too. He stresses his affability to a point at which I think it's become to define him. And I think he needs to convey that he has some leadership qualities. He's not just a nice guy who talks to everybody across both aisles. So I think my message to Senator Brown is to play against type.
So are you saying he needs to lose the truck?
I wouldn't lose the truck so much as add a little bit of wonkishness.
All right, and Warren?
Her answer to the problems of middle class, ordinary Joes and Janes is this. I'm going to go to Washington and I'm going to fight the banks. I'm going to fight Wall Street. But I don't think that's an answer that really satisfies middle income voters. I don't think they're really concerned about banks. I think what they're concerned about is not having any money to put into the bank.
The WBUR poll this week showed that Brown actually leads Warren in terms of favorability, that Brown was more likable. Does Warren have to be more friendly tonight?
I think she wants to be a little less intimidating. You know, she's a Harvard professor, and it's hard for a lot of people to connect with her on those grounds. So she wants to be, yes, a little bit more affable like Scott Brown, but she doesn't want to try to be somebody she's not. And so I think her key is to not be warm and fuzzy, but to come across as somebody who can get the job done.
You know, Jeff, this race has largely done a poll flip-flop in the last couple of weeks. There is a new poll out from UMass Lowell that shows Brown in the lead by 6 points, but four other polls this week gave Warren the edge. In that group was a WBUR poll that had her up by 5 points. Just a couple of weeks ago, pretty much all the polls showed Brown ahead. What happened, and how does that inform what the candidates need to do tonight?
The change has not been due to mistakes in the Brown campaign. I don't think it has to do with his TV commercials or his truck or lack of specificity so far. What's happening is that Democrats are coming home. And what I mean by that is the people who are paying the least attention to the race, we know by polling and socioeconomic status that these are low-income Democrats. And so as they've started to tune into the campaign and to watch what's going on, they're basically aligning with the party that they usually vote for.
And so does that mean that the stakes are higher tonight for Scott Brown?
Stakes are very high for Scott Brown. He's behind. There's not that much time. So he needs to make a bit of a breakthrough and to really convince people that he's somebody who can work to solve problems in Washington and do so effectively.
Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry, thanks for previewing tonight's debate with us.
Thank you, Bob.